different concept. What are your thoughts on that?
For me, I think really, I mean, there's the whole, you can say there's the whole intellectual debate, like what you just stated, you know, about parody versus just kind of reworking the idea. But I think really these laws, I think they're really, at the end of the day, they're just really concerned about money.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, you know, if the copyright holders tell us, hey, we don't want you to sell this stuff for a profit anymore, then I, for one, I'm willing to follow, you know, that cease and desist order. But I don't think they can tell people, hey, you know, you can't express your idea anymore. Because in this country, that is not something that you can just go and tell people to do. That's just going to open a really big can of worms for you.
And do you believe, as an artist, as an academic, do you think that that argument for parody and plagiarism might be, in truth, the, for lack of a better term, the smell test for whether something violates the rules or not? What are your thoughts?
Can you repeat that again? I'm not quite sure I understand what you mean.
Well, I mean, do you believe that this idea of parody and the concept of plagiarism, as in whether someone is plagiarizing the original work or not, or whether someone is parodying an original original idea, do you believe that that is something that maybe should be considered the litmus test for whether something, you know, whether it's in bounds or out of bounds when it comes to intellectual property?
Okay. I mean, parody and just copying, I mean, with what is the word I'm looking for? If you were to, you know, say, just take a story, change the name out, and then say, oh, well, this is now my story. Well, you know, the other, like, 90% of the work is still the same as the original work. And so that would not count as a parody. I mean, if you don't change, I mean, some people could say, oh, you know, you could say it was a political parody or, you know, something of that nature. But then it kind of becomes this, it becomes complicated. Because, you know, I think
it's murky.
Yeah, because, you know, where do you set that bar that distinguishes between just plagiarizing something and parodying something?
Mm.
Right? You could have someone who writes a fanfic and then, you know, I've seen people who rewrite animes. They say it's a like a novelization of an anime. Well, is that really parody or is that plagiarizing? And I think for most fans, it's really just parodying or just kind of throwing their interpretation, you know, by changing a visual medium into a textual medium. And for that, I think, you know, that's a legitimate fan work. Mm-hmm. But if you say, again, you know, going by the example of changing, just tweaking a couple of names or locations, and then saying, ha, I got something completely new. It's like, no, I don't think so. But again, you know, it's going to be really a one-on-one basis because, again, art is not something you can just measure like in science. You cannot just quantify something and say 1 plus 1 equals 2. In art, 1 plus 1 could equal 2. It could also equal 11. Right?
It's a fair enough deal. Well, I mean, considering all that, I mean, do you think that fan fiction is in general a good thing? And would you encourage people to write their own fan fictions?
Yeah, I definitely would encourage people to try their hand at it. I mean, it's a form of expression, and not everyone is going to enjoy what you write. You're not always going to be happy with what you write. But, you know, it allows you to express yourself. And it's also a form of practice. I mean, there's a reason why a good number of Japanese manga artists got their starts as doujinshikas. They work as basically fan artists producing comics that they sell, for example, at Comiket. And then later on, when they feel like their own original ideas mature enough, they can start pitching these ideas to different publishers, since, you know, for example, Clamp, that's how they got their start.
Indeed. And I mean, what would you say to those who are getting ready to go down that road, you know, being that way? I mean, is there anything like, you know, you might give as words of wisdom to them?
Yeah, I would say, you know, go with what your gut instinct is for your story, but still be willing to listen to other people's advice. Don't get defensive, especially when people are just really trying to offer their honest advice. And sometimes, you know, the good advice are not things you want to hear. That's the reason why I cried when after I read the reviews for my first fanfic. Was because I felt really hurt that people would say these things. But when I thought about it, it's like, yeah, my grammar really is crap. And ever since then, I try to get someone to beta proof my text so that, you know, I'm not producing these works with, like, you know, these glaring grammatical mistakes. And I also try to keep in mind, based on what I can learn from other people, from books, you know, how to improve my own language skills. And so you want to always keep in mind that this is going to be a learning opportunity. But, you know, still always have fun with it. Be true to your ideas. Don't let people turn your idea into their ideas, because then it's just not going to be the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess that's all I've got. Is there anything else you'd like to tell my audience, especially where they might find you?
You can find me on DeviantArt, again, under Mangaka-chan. And I also have a Tumblr page, which is also Mangaka-chan, but without the hyphen, I believe. And that's where I post my, on both sides, I post my Sailor Moon Future Reunion doujinshi. But the update speed on Tumblr is faster, because with DeviantArt, I have to post 4 pages at a time. And so if I don't have enough pages for 4 pages, then I won't post it on DeviantArt, but I'll post it on Tumblr first. So if you really, really want to see what's happening as soon as possible, go follow my Tumblr.
And I also understand that the Future Reunion doujinshi comes up for sale every once in a while.
Yeah. So kind of regards to what we were talking about earlier about, you know, selling fan art. So I was hesitant at first about selling Future Reunion just because I wasn't really sure what kind of, like, you know, can of worms I might get myself into. But again, fans of my doujinshi, they were really happy to be able to have the possibility of purchasing a hard copy. So I offer it for sale for at least about a month after every chapter is completed. And so far there's been 4 chapters that's been completed. And then after that, then the doujinshi is no longer available until the next chapter is completed.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just so that, you know, I do have a very busy professional life. I'm actually sitting at work right now because I have to finish some stuff up on a Saturday night. And so I just don't always have the time to be thinking about, you know, organizing the sales and making sure that, you know, I get these things out to people. So that's why there's a beginning and an end to the sales period.
Understood. Well, Mangaka-chan, I want to thank you very much for taking the time to sit with me. I know you're very busy. And so we will let you back back to your business, and we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you. And thank you for inviting me for the podcast.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. Please take care. Right. This is Kevin, Special K of the Black Flag Cast.